Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
When a child is hungry, he ought to be fed.
From WBUR Boston, I'm Jane Clayson, and for Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point. Lots of people out there are waiting for their big break. For gospel singer Naomi Shelton, it came after more than 60 years of waiting, working, and never giving up. She's been singing all her life, starting as a young girl in church in Alabama. Now her debut album has just been released. Critics are saying it's been worth the wait. This hour On Point, Naomi Shelton on her life, her music, and the long road to her first record. You can join the conversation. Do you have a question for Naomi Shelton? What do you think about the renewed interest in gospel and soul music? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also comment at our website, onpointradio.org, or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Joining me now from New York City is Naomi Shelton. She's the lead singer for Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens. She's been singing for over 60 years, beginning in Alabama churches with her sisters. The Washington Post Express calls her a national treasure. Her debut album released this year is What Have You Done, My Brother? Naomi Shelton, welcome to On Point.
How you doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you.
Thank you for having me today.
Well, before we hear more of your music, I want you to tell us some of your personal story. You have an incredible story to tell. You grew up on the outskirts of Midway, Alabama?
Exactly.
And how did you start singing?
I started singing at the early years of 6 years old in a place, my home church called Mount Coney, Alabama, and which my mom and dad both was very active people there in the church. And along with my two other sisters, Hattie and Ann and Ruth. And each Sunday morning, we would go out to the studio and broadcast, which my father helped build that studio.
In Tuskegee,
on Sunday
right?
morning in Tuskegee. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, then we'll go back home and have our breakfast and get ready for church, which is all day into the afternoon, singing at various places throughout the community.
At that young age, what were your dreams as it related to singing?
My dream has always been that I'm going to be a singer.
Did you ever envision
whichever way it goes.
Did you ever envision a life without singing?
No, I disclaimed it. I'm going to be a singer, and that's what I held on to all these years.
So what was your career path then? You left Alabama, at one point went to New York.
Yes, I did, and I came up and I worked in, as a housekeeper for a few years. Then I moved and went to Miami, Florida. My mother got very sick in Alabama, so from there I went on down to Miami and worked there, which my daughter was born there, Joanne. And then I stayed there for about 2 years and going into talent shows and various clubs in Miami. Of course, I wasn't young enough to go into the place, but I dressed up and they let me in. And then after 2 years of that, I said, this ain't for me. So I came back to New York. It's where I've been ever since.
I want to get right to it because we got to hear from you. Sing for us, would you?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Tell us what your song is. Tell us what you're going to sing.
We're going to do right now, What Have You Done, My Brother?
How are we going to do What Is This?
Well, What Is This?
And that's Gabriel Roth, right? He's on
yes.
the guitar?
What is this? Yes, it's Gabriel Roth on the guitar.
Very nice.
What is this? Got me feeling so good right now. Oh, what is this? Make me want to run on anyhow. Whatever it is. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I cannot hold my peace. What is this? People say I'm acting sort of strange. Oh, what is this? Every day I love calling his name. Whatever it is. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I cannot hold my peace. Cause I know what I make me love my enemies. And I know what I make me wanna love my friends. Boy, they won't let me know, no. All they won't let me be ashamed. Keep telling the world that I've been born again. Yeah, yeah. What is this? People say I'm acting sort of strange. Oh, what is this? Every day I love calling his name. Whatever it is, yeah, yeah. Oh, I cannot hold my peace. I cannot hold my, yeah, yeah, peace.
Bravo, bravo. You're accompanied by Gabriel Roth on the guitar. Let me bring Gabe into the conversation now. He's co-founder of the independent funk and soul label Daptone Records, which has been a key player in the recent resurgence of interest in soul music, and also released your album, Naomi.
He plays
bass guitar on mm-hmm. your record, also wrote five of the songs under the name of Bosco Man. Gabriel Roth, nice to have you.
Oh, thanks for having us, Jean.
How did you discover Naomi, the 66-year-old star here?
I would love to say I discovered her, but, you know, she was doing a lot of singing before I ever got a chance to work with her. So I don't know if discovered's the word, but I met Naomi. I had a tip from a friend that James Brown's bass player, Fred Thomas, was playing down at a club on 14th Street. And I'm a huge, you know, James Brown fan and a huge fan of Fred Thomas, actually. So I went down to see his gig. And at his gig, Naomi was singing and Cliff Driver was playing the organ, her musical director. And I was so blown away by both of them. At the time, I had a different record label. This is back in, when was that, 99, 98,
yeah,
something like
yeah,
that.
Yes.
We brought them into the studio and recorded a couple sides for my label. And we've been working together ever since. Shortly after that, I started playing bass with Cliff in church a little bit because Fred Thomas was going out to play with James Brown all the time. So, Naomi and Cliff needed a bass player, and I was lucky enough to get to do some of those church gigs. And then finally we finally made it to recording an album. It took a long time.
Yeah. What do you hear in her voice, in her expression, that you think has been so popular and so well received?
Love, you know. I mean, it's you know, if it may be a cliche or not, but the thing is with Naomi, it's true. When she says that, there's nobody that I've ever met that could kind of just literally spread love by opening her mouth, and whether it's in a club or on a record or whatever, people seem to feel better when she's around or when they hear her voice, and she has a way of making people really feel that when she sings.
Naomi, tell me about the path to this point. 66 years old, first album, you must have been thrilled. An understatement, huh?
I was very thrilled, very happy, and of course, I knew that eventually, once we got started with Gabe in the studio, I said, gee, it's almost coming now. I'm almost getting there. So once we got busy and finished, I said, well, thank you, Lord, that we have gotten there. The change has come. Mm. And I just held on because I knew eventually things were going to get better. Mm. And I never gave up.
Who were your early musical influences, Naomi? You've been singing since you were six. I mean, who formed you? Who influenced you?
I was always very much touched by Sam Cooke's, which was with the Cyril Sterls at that time. James Brown, a lot of his inspirational things, and along with the Five Blind Boys of Alabama. Some of them, like a lot of Aretha Franklin's songs that I was inspired by. But basically, like I said, you know, it was like Sam Cooke style, and not so much is just the words, and how he was relating to the peoples. And I have always been a person that wanted to relate to peoples about love, and where we all can work it together to make things better in the world. So it was just only take me, but take all of us. So I would not need that instrument to go out and say, hey, first let me examine myself so I can be able to give love in order to receive it. And this has been my motto throughout my life journey.
Gabe, tell me about the process of making this album. Naomi's first, but certainly she's been around, very experienced. What was the process of the collaboration?
Well, it was actually, that was a long road in itself.
Yeah.
The first time we tried to record the record, it was 2005. And at the time, you know, I'd been talking to Cliff Driver, who's a real big part of this story, who's been working with Naomi for many, many years and is a very talented organist and musical director, you know, keyboard player and musical director. I play piano on this record. Anyway, I'd been talking to him for a long time about trying to do this record, and we'd always had the idea of doing what he would call message songs, which would be like the Staple Singers or some of those, you know, impression stuff, you know, that kind of keep your head up kind of stuff, but not literally gospel, just because, you know, you get pigeonholed very easily as far as, oh, well, this is the gospel market and this is the pop market. And, you know, there's a long history of singers getting caught in between there. And, you know, everybody, their gospel followers saying they sold out, their pop people feeling, oh, I'm not going to listen to a record about Jesus or whatever. You know, it happened to Sam Cooke, happened to a lot of people. So we were trying to make this message record. And so in 2005, we kind of gave it our first shot, and we went and recorded a bunch of songs, a few I'd wrote and some other ones, changed the lyrics to some gospel songs, which is, you know, what all of, you know, Wilson Pickett and Ray Charles, all those guys were doing. So we started kind of doing that, and the record came, you know, we finished the record, and it just didn't, it was good, but it wasn't great. You know,
I'll interrupt you. I got to go to a break. I'm sorry. We'll continue the thought on the other side of this break. 1-800-423-8255 is our number. More with Naomi Shelton after this break. I'm Jane Clayson. This is On Point. This is On Point. I'm Jane Clayson in for Tom Ashbrook. We're talking about the new album, What Have You Done, My Brother, from Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens and some of the musicians behind it. You can join the conversation in a culture that worships youth and innovation. Is there still room for older musicians who come up the hard way for music that wouldn't have seemed out of place 40 or 50 years ago? Are you an artist, a singer? Are you waiting for your big break? How long do you think you're willing to wait? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also follow us on Twitter, find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. We're joined this hour by Naomi Shelton, lead singer of Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens, and by Gabriel Roth, co-founder of Daptone Records. Gabe, you were just in the process of telling us how you were collaborating with Naomi on this particular record and the process of that. Go ahead. I interrupted you for the break. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, to make a long story short, if it's not too late for that, I was just saying, so we tried to record the record in 2005, and it didn't come out great. It came out very good, but it didn't come out great. So we kind of went back to the drawing board in 2006, did it again with some different songs. Some different background singers, started using different drummers, trying to find the right combination. And then finally in 2007, we cut it for a third time because still in 2006 it still didn't sound good. So in 2007, we cut it, and we did it all live. We had the right singers, we had the right drummers, and I think we had the right songs. And we really let Naomi and the Queens, you know, sing the songs that they were feeling because, you know, trying to take the gospel out of it was just not natural. It wasn't working, and I think the second we just let everybody sing, it took form, and we cut it live and had a real good time, and it came together that third time.
Did you worry, Naomi, about how the gospel aspect of the music might be accepted?
To a point, and then to another point, I didn't worry because I figured if it's something going to touch somebody and they can relate to it, eventually it will get moving. So at one little point, I was a little worried. I said, hey, maybe we need to go into R&B. Brother Driver, he said, nah, just hang in there. Things going to change and get better. And it did. And this is where we is right now.
Tell me about the collaboration for you. We heard it from Gabe's perspective, from the musical perspective. What about from your perspective?
Well, I tell you, when I met Gabe, that we just clicked in very well with no problem. And through the years, we just had kept that relationship going. And this is how we kept it going all these years. Like now, we're just under one big family, which is under Daptone Recording. And it's just a great reunion that we all hooked up together, and we are having a great time and being blessed.
We have some fans already lined up to speak with you, Naomi. Let's go to Manning, South Carolina first. Susan is on the line. Susan, thanks for calling. Welcome to On Point.
Thank you for taking my call. Naomi, my God, where have you been?
Hi, Susan. How you doing today?
You are absolutely fabulous. I have been suicidal for 2 weeks. And in listening to your song, I feel like I've got something to live for.
I thank you so much, Susie.
Susan, thanks for the call. Here's
thank
Ken.
You.
He's in Huntsville, Alabama. Ken, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Naomi, Michelle, your work is fantastic, and I'm just enjoying it so much. It just lifted my spirits this morning.
I'm so glad about that.
Are you a musician, Ken? Are you...
Yeah, I'm in my 60s, and I'm a blues player, and just I found my footing again after being out of it for about 20 years, and I'm playing more now than I have in the last 20 years, and I'm having a ball.
Ken, just hold on to your dreams. Don't give up. Continue to move on. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Okay.
Ken, thanks. Is that the message partly in your music, Naomi, sort of hold on to your dreams, don't give up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Tell me more about that.
Because if you hold on to it, what you're about, eventually it will work for you. And this way you can have you got a foundation that you can build yourself on. Mm. Because without a foundation, then you're just running around in circles and say, hey, where do I go in the next 5 minutes? But as long as you have a foundation, and the foundation got to be of love, and love will help you conquer whatever you set your heart to do. And it doesn't have anything to do with age. It will conquer it all.
Gabriel,
whatever you wish for others, God will make it happen for you. And that's been my theory.
Gabe, your record label is Daptone, an independent label with a reputation really for a diehard audience among the young music lovers, the hip crowd. Tell me about their acceptance of this particular music and Naomi herself.
Well, I think the thing is that there's certain luxuries to be independent. If you have a... If you're the owner of Sony Records and or Warner Brothers or if whoever's left out there, you know, those majors, those guys have different kinds of luxuries. They got Cadillacs, they got swimming pools and stuff like that. The luxury we have as an independent is that we can do whatever we want. We don't have to worry about what the market is because we're not depending on selling 3 million records. We just make music and records that we want to make and that we love, the kind of records we want to listen to. And if we put our heart in them and we're proud of them and they sound good, we know there'll be at least, you know, at this point, a few thousand people out there that are going to enjoy it and hopefully going to buy it and keep our lights on. So that's a real luxury for us, you know, and we've been able to put out recently some records that if we had more pressure, if we were more bottom line oriented, major record label, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we're doing now. So really for us, with Naomi or with a gospel record or any of these things, it's not really trying. We don't really have to make any kind of terribly calculated risk as to whether people are going to accept it or whether it's going to cross over or not, because, you know, we don't need to be on Hot 97 or any of the pop radio stations. We just need to, we just need to get enough people out there who are looking for good music to enjoy it. So as far as the audience, I mean, you know, what they say, you can't pick your audience. Sometimes it feels like we have a young, hip audience, and sometimes it feels like we got an older audience, and sometimes, you know, it feels like a white audience, sometimes it feels like a black audience. Depends on what show you come to, what day. I think one of the things that's really been exciting for me is kind of seeing how diverse the appeal of especially this record in particular is. And we have people that are very into gospel and very involved in the church that have been very receptive to it, and people that are into hip-hop or rock records or young kids and stuff that have also really, really been moved by it. So I think there's something about sincere, natural music and about Naomi herself that's just going to translate to people.
Translate some of that to us now, Naomi. Would you play again? Sing again?
Thank you so much, Jane.
All right, we're going to do What Have You Done?
What have you done, my brother?
I don't know, I don't know. I said, what have you done, my brother? I don't know, I don't know. You done wrong by the one who loved you. Took no heed to the one above you. Told God to change your way on Sunday. Yes, you did. Yeah, you went out and you strayed, wandering on money that ain't right. Listen, y'all, get in. There'll be nowhere to run. Well, you're surely gonna pay. Yeah, yeah. For what you done. You better ask yourself, what have you done, my brother? I don't know, I don't know. I said, what have you done, my brother? I don't know, I don't know. Sir, you told your lies without no shame. Yeah, you went out scandalizing somebody's name. So you twisted all your words, thought you were so clever. I stopped today to tell you we can talk, can't twist forever, no. Listen, y'all, get in. There'll be nowhere to run. Boy, you're surely gonna pay. Yeah, yeah. For what you done. You better ask yourself, what? What have you done? Have you shown any love? Have you run around the world? Have you shown any kindness? Still run around being me, y'all. Causing nothing but pain. Whoa, what a shame. So listen, y'all. In the end, there'll be nowhere to run. Boy, you're surely gonna pay. Yeah, yeah. For what you done. What? What have you? What have you done?
That's gospel singer Naomi Shelton. Her new album, her first, just out at the age of 66. Let's go back to the phones. Mike is in Cranston, Rhode Island. Mike, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
I guess my name is Mike. Most people just call me Red Shoes, and I have a band called the Red Shoes Band. And I call because I'm a late-in-life singer myself. I admire Naomi for having endured for 60 years waiting to get her break. I never sang with not live musicians until I was 47, and 46, I guess. I'm 53 now, and, boy, it's a long, slow grind getting anybody to care, especially if you're trying to revive older music. We do rockabilly music, mostly the hits of Elvis and Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis and guys like that. And I just can't express enough my admiration for somebody that hung in there and sang for free or sang for no money or whatever. And it takes a lot of your time to endure it for 60 years. Congratulations on getting your first record out, so to speak, Naomi.
Thank you so much, Mike, and God bless you.
Mike, thanks so much. Naomi, speak to that. Early in your career, you worked different jobs in different states, traveling around through marriage and motherhood. I read about you in the 60s. You worked a couple of different jobs during the day before going to the nightclub in Brooklyn at night to perform.
Exactly.
What were those days like, all with an eye toward this album at this moment?
Those days, Jane, was very well because I worked regular day jobs. Then I went singing every night for seven nights a week, and that went on for maybe 15 years to support my daughter in Alabama along with my family down there. And but I found it going very well. And then, you know, I got married in the years later. But once you have a direction, you have your schedule of what you have to do, it all will fall in place because it all depends on what you want to do and how you want to take care of it. So I was able to master it without any problem.
Here's a comment from our Facebook site. June Ruth says, this is a wonderful statement on life-giving faith expressed beautifully in music. There is no age limit on this. Thank you. Here's a call from Rob. He's in Biddeford, Maine. Rob, welcome to On Point. Thanks for calling. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to make a comment. First of all, the music sounds absolutely incredible, Naomi.
Thank you, Rob.
You bet, you bet. I've been a musician for many years playing blues music. I was a DJ on the air playing soul and gospel and blues for a few years back in college. And I kind of had a question for you as far as the, you know, the longevity and waiting for your break. You know, for me, it's never been about the money or fame or fortune or anything like that. I've always just loved creating music. And I guess I wanted to ask you the same. What was your early motivations to keep yourself going and to get to this point now where maybe you'll be recognized for the great work you're doing?
Well, that's the whole thing. I could just keep. I kept myself motivated, you know, with money. And then my whole thing was about a message being delivered to people. And once I did that, because remember, if we have the healing on the inside, the money will come. So my whole thing was about if I could just reach out and touch people, then that is money in my pocket already. When somebody wants you and they want to hear what you about you and you have touched their life, as well as people have touched mine, to me, my price have already, my debt has already been paid.
I got to read some of these reviews for our listeners, Naomi, from the New York Times. Naomi Shelton's broad, muscular voice gives the gospel-infused soul songs she sings impossible weight. Sometimes it feels as if they could deflect a bullet. That's from last month. The Washington Post Express, if gospel is a great American art form, Naomi Shelton should be considered a national treasure. From the Village Voice in New York, Shelton's raspy voice roars through the club with a jolt of angelic electricity. She works the room, grasping listeners' hands, backslapping, high-fiving, coaxing onlookers out of their seats for a little sanctified shuffle. All the while, the queens make like a cross between the Rayettes and the Caravans, and it is a masterful sound. Here's another call from Patrick. He's in Kings Tree, South Carolina. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello, Naomi.
Hi, Patrick. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
That's good.
I enjoyed your music.
Thank you so
and
much.
Your message about love and looking at yourself concerning that. And I'm a singer-songwriter and a poet.
Okay.
And I'm another older person. I have, you know, I would like to perform more. I would like to collaborate with other songwriters because, you know, my lyrics are good, but my guitar is not that good. And but I'm having a lot of trouble figuring out how to get that started.
Mm.
And it's not so much about the money, it's just getting the music out there.
Patrick, thanks. I'm coming up on a break. Naomi, what's your advice?
Patrick, only thing my advice is don't give up. Continue. You will eventually get there.
And Gabriel Ross, from your perspective as a record label executive, what would you say?
You know, my perspective is I think the thing I learned the most from Naomi is not that, you know, what you want will definitely come eventually. It's just that to learn to really be happy from doing good by people. And if you know, and that's why she's real inspirational for me, because that's, she's right. I mean, she's got, you know, that's, it's, you know, metaphoric money in the pocket for her, you know, and for all of us, for when she sings and makes people feel better.
Naomi Shelton, Gabriel Ross, stay with us. We're discussing gospel singer Naomi Shelton's new album, her first, at the age of 66. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Much more after this break, including more of Naomi singing. I'm Jane Clayson. This is On Point.
I said, Lord, I'm willing, babe. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm not tired. Yeah. Tell me what more.
What shall I do to put myself
by your side?
What shall I say?
This is On Point. I'm Jane Clayson in for Tom Ashbrook. We're talking this hour with Naomi Shelton, the seasoned singer behind the new album What Have You Done, My Brother, by Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens.
What shall I go?
You can join the conversation. Where do you see the future of gospel music going? Is there room out there for both new and traditional interpretations? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also follow us on Twitter, find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. We're joined this hour by Naomi Shelton, who just came out with this, her debut album at the age of 66, and by Gabriel Roth, co-founder of Daptone Records. Let's go back to the phones. Eric is first up. He's calling from Sacramento, California. Welcome to the program, Eric. Glad you called.
Thank you. Just wanted to call in, and Naomi, I am blown away by your music.
Thank you,
know,
you so
come
much,
from dear. The struggling hip-hop music days, and now they say hip-hop is dead. And with the revolutionary reborn Christian music that you're putting out, I'm glad to hear that hip-hop is dead to make room for music like this.
Thank you so much, Eric. God bless you.
Eric, thanks for the call.
You and Patrick are doing awesome. Thank you.
All right. Naomi, how much of your music is religious? How much of it is secular?
I would say most of it is really, I wouldn't say religion, like I said early in the conversation. It's all about love. And whether it's R&B or religious or sacred, it's about being able to touch people's and to relate whatever they may be going through, that they may be able to be touched and get over with it, and whether it's gospel or R&B, the whole universe is all about love. And that's how I look at my music. It's spreading love through songs.
I'm told that the audiences at your shows in Manhattan are mostly 20-somethings. I mean, the majority are. I mean, is that why you hear young people are so attracted to your music? You're not pigeonholed into one category?
I know they are. I tell you, it's very amazing because each week you don't even know. They are young, middle class, whatever. And they really just inspired me. And as long as they inspire me, it keeps me inspired, keep me motivated, that they come looking for a message. Because we're not looking around today world that people is looking for a change. You know, they say, I have this, I have that, but something is still missing. And they just need something that a little more touching and love, and that they can be touched. And they feel good about it because I go out in the audience and I touch them. And that's what they want to be, somebody just to make them feel like they're a part of what you're about. And I'm glad to know that I don't have no problem with that.
Here's a call from Salt Lake City, Utah. Paul is on the line. Paul, welcome to On Point.
Hi. I know. I like to say how like the inspirational the music is for me, and it really—it's not about being happy or content at the time. It's just enduring. Enduring at the time, you know, not waiting for the big reward at the end, you know.
Exactly.
Paul, thanks so much for the call. Yaya is calling on the line from Augusta, Georgia. Welcome to On Point.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Naomi, congratulations on your album.
Thank you so much, Yaya.
Hey, no problem at all. You know, I'm 29 years old, and I have an appreciation for good music. I'm not a singer, but I'm an entrepreneur, and I can only imagine, like, 66 in your first album, and I'm like, about to pull what little bit of hair out I have now to make my dreams a reality. What do you say to those out there that are just continuing to push on despite, you know, the critics and the pundits and the dream killers? Because I know they're out there.
Oh, yes. You just got to look beyond your all the false and see you. And someone said, I'll take a pair of my knee because this is what I claim to do and I'm going to do it. And you just keep it moving.
Hey, Gabriel, what about new artists, recent artists like Amy Winehouse? Are they directing new attention to gospel and the soul masters like Naomi Shelton? What do you think?
I don't know. I try not to think about it too much. You know, I mean, I think the reason why we've been successful is because we've tried to stay away from looking at what's on the radio and what's selling records and what's not selling records. And we concentrate on just being true to ourselves and making records we like. We did some work at Daptone on the Amy Winehouse record. We cut a lot of music for that record that went real big, and I toured with her a little bit and stuff, and I think she's very talented. She's a good singer, she's a good songwriter, a nice person, you know, despite all the press. And, you know, I think, you know, anybody that's enjoying music, you know, that's making music that people are enjoying, they're doing a good thing. And I don't have any agenda one way or the other. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not really trying to convert people to anything. We're just trying to make records that we enjoy.
Here's Heather. She's on the line from Arlington, Massachusetts. Heather, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just calling because I've been following Daptone Records for a long time now, and I just think it's so amazing that Gabriel Roth, you've been sticking with this for so long, and you brought us Sharon Jones, and you brought us four amazing albums from Sharon Jones, and, you know, the concerts you guys give just rock. And now you've got Ms. Shelton, you're 66, and you're awesome. Like, I just want to thank you for bringing us this music. I'm in my early 30s, and I'm discovering this for the first time, and Gabriel Roth, you brought it to us, and I just thank you. It's just amazing. It's awesome.
Heather, thanks.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for supporting us.
Yes.
Thanks for supporting us.
Would you sing again for us, Naomi? One more song?
Thank you so much, Jane. Be glad to do it.
We're going to do, you want to do Change Is Going to Come?
We're going to do Change Is Going to Come.
Yeah, and just one qualifier. I apologize for the sloppy guitar. Cliff Driver, who we mentioned before, the musical director, was supposed to be here today, and he's a little under the weather, so we hope he feels better, and I'm doing my best, but you guys are definitely missing out by not having him here. So, here's, for what it's worth, here you go.
I was born by the river in a little tent. And whoa, just like a river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change will come. Whoa, yes it will. It's been too hard living. Am I afraid to die? I don't know. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming. But I know, change will come. Whoa, yes it will. Then I go to my brother, and I said, brother, whoa, help me please, yeah. By the meantime, he didn't see my knees. So I got down on my bended knee. Whoa, that was time that I thought I couldn't last for long. Right now, baby, carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know, change will come. Whoa. Yes, it will.
So beautiful, Naomi. We're talking with Naomi Shelton, the seasoned singer. Her first album, it's 66. It's called What Have You Done, My Brother? Tell me about that particular song, Naomi, because I know you love it.
I always have loved this song, Jane, through the years, from my early years, childhood. Because I'm looking at the world today, where it's going, and you figure sooner or later, change is going to come. You're not going to stay where you were years ago. Things going to be changing as you get older and as the years go by. So it's always has been a very touching song to me, and I pretty much pattern my life each day about that song. One day, change is going to come, not just for my benefit, but for the benefit of the whole world and the country and all of God's children.
Here's another call from Laurie. She's in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Lori, welcome to On Point. Thanks for waiting.
Thank you. Naomi, I just want to tell you that you are proof that God has a plan for all of us, and if we wait in patience, he will definitely use us when and where he needs us, and you are a blessing. Your music is an enrichment. I don't care what kind of a classification they put on it, gospel or whatever. It's an enriching music. The message is definitely love. It comes through. I feel your spirit in it. I would just love to sit and listen to you for hours. I definitely would like to know how to buy your CD. Thank you so much for waiting and learning and growing so that you can deliver such a powerful message of love. It really is a blessing.
Thank you so much. Matter of fact, Gabe Roth will be able to tell you, Gabriel, where to buy.
Am I allowed to do that? Can I give it a website?
Or is why not?
Some kind of a, well, we're at daptonerecords.com, D-A-P-T-O-N-E records.com. That's our website, and we got all kinds of information about Naomi and pictures and records and stuff there. And if you can't catch that, you can go to Amazon or any of those places, and you know, her record's going to be available.
You wrote 5 songs on this album. Is that right, Gabe?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I wrote a bunch, and you know, we actually recorded a lot of music and ended up cutting a lot of stuff out to try to make the best record we could. So I think there 5 ended up on there.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I'm curious what you both think of the older generation of musicians out there, like you, Naomi, and the back and forth and the interplay between the younger musicians that are rising up. How they play off each other, how they respect each other. Gabe?
You know, for me, I think I'm pretty deep in that because I work with a lot of older artists and a lot of younger artists and older musicians and younger musicians, and I think the thing is that it's not hard to get past when you have people that are making good soulful music, you know, and are playing with heart and are playing with taste and sound good. It's real easy to look past that, and it becomes irrelevant real quick. You know, it's like a you know, like anything else. You know, for me, I never went out with, you know, saying, okay, well, let me try to find some old singers or let me try to find some young singers. I went out looking for good singers, you know what I mean? If I hear somebody singing, you know, if I met an 11-year-old girl that sounded like Naomi, believe me, that's the record I would have put out. But, you know, I haven't met her yet. But maybe I'm sure she's out there somewhere, you know. So I guess I got maybe a strange take on it, but I think it's important, especially for me, not to get too drawn into that. But it's real nice to work in a family like we have at Daptone Records of musicians and singers and people of different ages and different backgrounds who can respect each other and work together, you know.
What do you make of the young musicians coming up, Naomi?
I'm pretty much have the same idea of Gabe. I'm on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same.
Mm-hmm. Here's another call from Marva. She's in Las Vegas, Nevada. Marva, welcome to On Point. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, guys. You know, I'm a vocalist myself, and I've been, I'll call myself a seasoned singer. I'm upwards of 50 years old, and I think I'm going pretty strong. That's how I have fed and clothed myself now for some time as a professional vocalist. And Naomi, my question to you today is, and congratulations and all
thank you so much
to you, my sister. What's age got to do with it?
Exactly. It's only what love.
Yeah, but that's
it's not
love.
Age, it's about love.
Yes. Yep. I have no qualms with my age, but I do wonder how you feel about people pointing to your age all the time. And that's my question.
Marva, yeah, thanks.
I don't feel old at all. I feel pretty young.
I tell you, it doesn't really bother me because I just thank God that he have kept me these many years, and I'm still able to do and go and continue to touch soul through songs. So I don't look at age. I only look at, say, hey, I'm just glad that I'm still in the number. I'm still in the calling. And that's how I look at it. So I'm glad to know as each day I'm getting older, but yet I'm still alive. So they just keep motivating me every time you tell me about my age. I say, thank you, Lord, I got another day. You move.
Here's a comment from our website. Naomi Christina says, I love it. God is the same yesterday as he is today, and this is just evidence of it. If it's in your heart, then you need to share it. And how wonderful of Naomi to share her gift. I love it. Here's another call from Buffalo, New York. Alice is on the line. Alice, welcome to On Point.
Thank you. First, I'm 93, so I've got to say, at 66, you're really just getting going.
Amen.
What I sense is the freedom she feels to just be herself and let it go. And I also need to mention the accompaniment, which I think adds so much.
Mm. It is true. It does. It does, Gabe Roth. Hey, listen, for both of you, final thought here. Where do you see the future of gospel music going, of this kind of music? Is there room out there for both new and traditional interpretations? Naomi, Gabe?
I mean, I think obviously, you know, there's room for everything. There's room for everybody.
Everybody
can come in and get down however they want to get down. And if people are hearing old kind of music or new kind of music or computer music, you know, as long as people are being nice to each other and enjoying themselves, I don't try to think about it too much more than that. How about you, Naomi?
I feel the same, Jane, because like I said, that's room for everyone, and it all depends on what you want to do in life and where you want to go.
And so what's your next project, Naomi? What are you working on next?
What are we working on next, Kate?
We're working on getting Naomi to Paris. She's been talking about that for a long time.
Yes.
So we're gonna try to get this show on the road and get Naomi around. We got to talk Brother Driver, the musical director, into getting on a plane. that's my personal next move, but we're getting Naomi out there. People need to hear her sing, that's all.
Well, Gabriel Roth, co-founder of Daptone Records, and Naomi Shelton, lead singer of Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens. First album, 66 years old. What Have You Done, My Brother? Thanks so much, Naomi. Good luck to you.
Jane, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks,
Jane. May you be blessed.
Thank you. I'm Jane Clayson, and for Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point.
I'll take the long road. I will take the long road, yes I will. I'll take the long road. I'll take the long road, yeah, yeah. Good love, but I surely, surely, surely I will get there. Yes, I will.